The video game review. The video game review. Ha ha. The video game review. Yeah. The video game review. What what? The video game review. Ha. The video game review. What what what? The video game review. The video game review.
Come on, people, now.
Video game review. Don't be hating. The video game review. That's what I have said. The video game review. Keep it real. The video game review.
Everybody home. There I am. Welcome to the video game review. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Here I sit in the very plush and luxurious Sports Byline Home Studios in downtown San Francisco, California. Great to have you with us wherever you are listening. And that could be any nook or cranny or corner of the planet, because we are proud and privileged to bring you our programming on the American Forces Radio Network. We know the troops love their video games, so whatever branch you're with, whatever country you're in, 177 of them, we are very much appreciative of everything that you do in order to keep us and our allies safe. So you stay safe. Hope to see you at home very, very soon. Also, on the internet, as we stream along, sportsbyline.com, you can go there, click listen live. Any emails you want to send those, go to rick@sportsbyline.com, sportsbyline.com. And you can use that address to win the game. I'll ask a very simple question. That'll be at 40 after in just about a half hour's time. I always give away a brand new game at 40 after. Also, at the end of the show, I do a cheat code. Just send a request. I like looking up old game cheat codes as well, because I think a lot of us who are video game aficionados and experts and just neophytes, whatever, we have a lot of video games that we don't play anymore, and they're still okay. They're vintage, y'all. Also glad to be on SB Nation as well, and SBNationLive.com, great sports network as well, carrying us. And speaking of great sport outlets, the Dan Patrick channel on SiriusXM Satellite Radio. Great to be on satellite radio, as this show originally was some 15 years ago when I was hosting it then. So I said this show's been going on for a while. I'll let you know what's new this week, what's coming out, getting closer to the actual holidays. Here we are in December. What are you buying? What are you getting? Getting news of new stuff as well. And your calls, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Call me up, and the Twitter is at Rick Tittle. Take a quick break. Come on back with a video game review.
It may not be over the river and through the woods, but if you're traveling over the holidays, protect your home and valuables with Blink security cameras. Blink XT2 cameras are motion-activated. Place them anywhere, and when they detect motion, you get an alert and a video clip on your Blink smartphone app. Who on your gift list would love a Blink security camera? A busy mom whose Blink camera alerts her when the kids get home from school and lets her chat with them using the two-way talk feature. Or the business traveler who'll sleep better knowing his family is safe and secure. And don't forget grandparents. Blink XT2 cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and run on two AA lithium batteries for up to 2 years. Blink XT2 security cameras are the perfect gift for everyone on your nice list. Save up to 25% now through December 24th on Blink cameras and systems. Plus, get a free Amazon Echo with the purchase of any system while supplies last. Visit blinkprotect.com/sale. BlinkProtect.com/sale. BlinkProtect.com/sale.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912.
That's 800-403-5912.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you so much, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you in San Francisco, but as I mentioned, around the world, on American Forces, and any other way you're getting us. It's great to have you with us, and you may participate. Very caller-friendly. At the toll-free line, 1-800-878-PLAY. Once again, 1-800-878-7529. That'll get you in, and that'll get you heard. That's right, I said heard. All right. where to start. What have you been playing this weekend? That's what I usually try to start the show off with. What have you been playing this weekend? And I've been playing a lot of Call of Duty Modern Warfare on the PS4, but it is cross, platform. And you can always see in the little corner where someone is, what they're playing on. It's never really mattered to me. It's not like, I have to have it one way or the other. Anyway, I've been playing a lot of that, and I was thinking about just the progress as you go along, because that's one of the things that makes the game so replayable. Is, how much do you want to keep going? And the way they do that, and Call of Duty has been pretty smart with it, and most of these games are as well, they figured out, is that you have, people earn things. And you go up ranks, and you go up levels, and you get into guns, and then the guns have this and that, and attachments and everything else. Okay? I think you know it. It's a video game standard. So it was much to my sort of chagrin and shock when I saw the, guess it was about a little less than a week ago. Maybe it was about a week ago. But I saw that I was no longer ranked 90, but that I was actually rank 55. And all I could think of was something very, very wrong just happened. What just happened? And then I realized it was season one. What does that mean? Well, what they're going to do is, and it says every 60 days. So 2 months, season one is a way for you to earn things. And you pay money, which I did not, but you pay money and you get to earn things. Like a spray paint or a new weapon or a new outfit or skins for your guns, things like that. But then they also give away some stuff, too, that's free. And I've got a free couple of free guns. I'm back to level 88 now, so I've been playing a little bit. It's funny because Blake Snell, who is the pitcher for the Tampa Bay Rays, a Cy Young Award winner, he found out that Tommy Pham had been traded, and he said to the Padres, and he's like, what? All we got was some slap D prospect. Well, he did that on Twitch, which, by the way, I'm on right now. If you have to check me out, Twitch app, twitch.tv, look for Sports Byline USA. Hi, how are you? And you can do a little chat in the window there, the comment section. But anyway, he did that on Twitch, and I could see that he was playing Call of Duty Modern Warfare and that he was ranked 66. So obviously he had gone, season one had kicked in, and he was brought back to reality. Now, even though it reset your level, it didn't take away any of your guns or any other accomplishments that you had or blueprints. But they've added a few maps. But I can say it is one of the more disappointing things, and this is a first world problem, I realize, is that after a long day, you want to plop your behind down on the couch and just veg out and play your favorite video game, is it says, to use network facilities in this game, the download must be completed. And then you know there's a patch or there's some DLC coming. The worst ever at that is Fallout 76. That was at least once a week, sometimes every other day. Oh, yeah, you got it down. And here's the thing. If you just went, boop, what's the big deal? But it's usually at least an hour, usually about a three-hour thing. And while you're downloading it, for me, I can't do anything else online. If I watch Netflix or play another online game, that'll slow it down to a snail's pace. And it'll turn into 40 hours instead of 3 hours. So, but anyway, so I got one of those, and then the season one came in. And they nerfed some things up, made some of the things more powerful, introduced new weapons. And that's the thing that's going to keep everybody going. And the funny thing is, I remember when I first played this game, I came on this show and I was like, I don't even know if I want to play this the second day. Because especially when I was playing Ground War and you get into a chopper, then you get into this like Bradley-esque thing. And if you're a passenger, you can't shoot. You're just a passenger, like real life. And I was thinking, this is such a bad attempt at Battlefield, but I gave it some more time and I let it sink in, and you got to get some good weapons once you start going. And now that I mean, the equivalent of getting to 90 and then going back to 55 and adding, I mean, I'm way over 100 levels, had an up in for season one, and proximity mines and things like that makes my life a lot easier now, especially people trailing behind me. I'm more of a cat and mouse type of guy. I don't just bum rush through, you know, I'm not sitting there on a mad attempt at winning trophies or getting points. But if there's a sniper who's in a building and he's laid down some claymores or proximity mines, I try to figure a way to go get him. Not snipe him, but to go up the stairs, the ladder, whatever. Now, and then if I can immediately get into that position, then I lay down traps and I wait for people to come get me. And there's this little tit for tat, tete-a-tete, retribution, stabbing in the back type of thing that I like. Now, just for Pete's sake, I played a little Bad Company, Battlefield Bad Company 2. People were still on the server, which warmed my heart, and it just reminded me of why that is the game I put the most time into any game ever in my life. I probably will never go further, although Battlefield 4 and Battlefield 1 came close. Right now on Call of Duty, I'm over a day, so I think it's like 35 hours altogether. Time well spent, that's right. But just why Battlefield Bad Company 2 is just, to me, the best first-person shooter of all time. And, you know, we're talking about a game. It's a PS3 game. It's just absolutely astounding. So I've been playing a lot of Call of Duty, and I'm not going to pay. If you pay for the Season 1, I tip my hat to you because you do get a lot of cool stuff and double XP and all the other thing. But for me, these maps, and if I'll play a little TDM, a little kill confirmed, I'll do a lot of that. It's funny, I'm using right now this M4 with a scope that toggles between a FLIR, you know, kind of the white night vision, and then just a regular holo, which is a one-time scope, or sight, I should say. Anyway, that's what's been captivating me, what has been captivating you. We'll take a look around the video game world. As I said, there's some new news about what's coming out in 2020, and we're looking at some big, big news in the world of platforming. Come on back.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now. If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow, the number 100.com.
The Video Game Review.
Thanks so much. Great to have you with us. 1-800-87A-PLAY is the number to get in on the Video Game Review. I'm Rick Tittle in San Francisco, California. And coming up next, we'll give away a brand new game, and I'll tell you what's new this week on shelves. As I said, we had Black Friday, and so people are spending money or saving money, getting ready to give gifts for the holidays, Christmas, Hanukkah, Ramadan, Kwanzaa, Festivus, for the rest of us. If you're atheists, you're still giving each other presents, let's face it. Bless you, all of us, whatever you choose to do. We're all video gamers. All right, well, the Game Awards, which is a very flashy award celebration, and I'll do my end-of-year awards as I always do, coming up here in next week or in the one after that, we'll see. But it's that time of year again. The 2019 edition was very flashy, and it kind of doubles as an E3-style announcement festival, too. And we saw a massive reveal from some new consoles. And the new Xbox, they're going to call it Xbox Series X. Remember what we were going to call it? Project Scarlet? And that just means Project Red. Project Scarlet. But we also saw an announcement for the very first PlayStation 5 title. And on top of that, we had news for big games and trailers for Final Fantasy VII Remake, Cyberpunk 2077, League of Legends, and more. But the Xbox Series X, the controller looks the same, but you can use it horizontally. More about that in a second. But the Xbox Series X is a tower. It is a black tower with the Xbox logo way upper left. And there's a slot that is runs vertically, and that's sort of lower left. And that looks like there's a fan opening on top. But what you could, we'll find out more about this. But it's a cool-looking thing because it just looks like a big black rectangle, and I suppose you could put it on its side as well. But it's 4K. Obviously, these pro editions, everything that's going to come out now is going to have 4K. See about UHD, QLED, 5K. Not going to be a lot of 5K TVs. But as these systems try to show off things graphically, remember, we're watching them on our phones or on a computer screen, so it's never going to show exactly what it can do until you actually see it on its perfect monitor. But it did show this thing which kind of looked like a halo for it to drop out of. And you think, oh, is there a little double entendre going on there? The lighting effects, a lot of lightning over terrain, a lot of natural things, rocks and water. One thing that no video game console or PC has been able to do yet, in my mind, is to do hair and faces. They still look like they're drawn on. But, you know, showing a soccer player jump, and then as he jumps, turning into the Master Chief. And, you know, it's kind of funny. Remember, like, there's no more Halo games ever. And it's like, does anybody actually believe that? It looks really cool, and it has it floating over the water. It looks really nice. And the Xbox boss, Phil Spencer, took the stage at the award show and says, yes, Project Scarlet has a real name. And it's Xbox Series X, which I got to say is not a catchy name. It's too long. It's kind of dumb. But that's just me. Now you say, well, Rick, well, what would you want? I don't know. I don't have a suggestion, so I shouldn't complain. Xbox Series X? It sounds a little weird. Hellblade will be getting a sequel for the new Xbox, as Microsoft revealed. That's a first-party game, and it's a sequel to the Haunting Hellblade, which was from Ninja Theory, and it looks very dark. And the new trailer for it is captured in-engine, powered by Series X, according to Microsoft. And so if you want to get a look at what Ninja Theory looks like, it's all there online. But you know, once again, starting off like birds and flying over ocean. It looks like video. It really does. Showing a volcano. That's the thing that a lot of developers are going to do to push the muscle of this. But even as it shows the actual characters, you can still see that the faces and the hair are not perfect. Now, when will they ever be perfect? I don't know. But it has this very dark thing where it shows a person walking through these sort of arches that have ropes hanging down with chopped off arms on them. I think probably the coolest lighting effect in the whole trailer is showing these, it looks like this horrible occult ritual of guys wearing stick masks and they're holding torches at night. And when you see the torches, that's one thing, as you kind of have a chiaroscuro as the light comes off from the subjects. But it does look pretty amazing. I mean, there's no doubt this is the coolest trailer that you're going to see is Ninja Theory. And so, of course, that's going to be an exclusive, like I said. Bravely Default 2 on the Switch. Yes, that had a that's a Final Fantasy-style RPG. Square Enix announced that Bravely Default 2. How's that for a Lost in Translation name? But this is a sequel to a 3DS game. That's coming to the Switch next year. And PlayStation 5. Not to be outdone, but they also mentioned that the event that Godfall, which is a new game from Gearbox, will be launching on the PlayStation 5 next year. They call it a third-person fantasy looter shooter focused on melee combat. Now, knowing me, I'm probably going to get, I'll fork out for the PS5 and not the Xbox Series X. See, it's still hard to say. Just because I've been going PlayStation ever since the 4. I had the 3 and the Xbox, but then I've been going 3 and then 4. So we'll see how it goes. There's also a studio behind PUBG, and that is, of course, PlayerUnknown. But Brendan Green, who's he is the player unknown that did PUBG, he says the new game called Prologue, we are taking our first steps toward building new technologies and interactions that will develop my ideas into reality. The trailer for that, if you want to watch, it's on YouTube. It's just called Prologue from Player Unknown. It's 30 seconds, and it's 30 seconds looking into a forest with like rain and wind. So I have no idea what's going on with that one. Ruined King, which is a League of Legends story. That's going indie. Riot unveiled the first game under its new Riot Forge label. Now, the goal of this is to partner with indie studios to get new experiences set inside that League of Legends universe. And the first title I mentioned, Ruined King. The other one is Convergence. And then Ghost of Tsushima got a trailer and a release window. Now, this is going to be on the PS4, so we have to wait for the new console. But Ghost of Tsushima got a really nice in-depth trailer, 4 minutes, lush, feudal, Japan-inspired world. And what's even better, we now have an idea of when it's out, and they said summer of 2020. So that would make me think that these next consoles would be coming out holidays next year. We'll see. That I think one of the coolest things about the Xbox One and the PS4, and yes, we have the Xbox One X and we have the PS4 Pro and such, is that we've got, I mean, we've been playing these consoles since late 2012. And, you know, a lot of times they say, oh, every 3 years, every 4 years, every five. So, we're going to be going 7 years now into these consoles. And it only does everything, as PlayStation says. You know, you don't have to do it. We got a good look at Cloud in the Final Fantasy VII remake. Square Enix didn't have a long clip, but we got to see Cloud Strife. And then the Sounds of Cyberpunk. You know, a highly anticipated game in 2077. The Game Awards showed that developer CD Projekt Red revealed the artists that will be in it. And you'll see the likes of Grimes and also Run the Jewels. And then the world premiere, as I mentioned, at Gears Tactics. It's been a while since we've heard about Gears Tactics, which is the strategy spinoff of Gears of War. They're saying now PC, April 28th for Gears Tactics. There were some more reveals I want to get to on the other side. Plus, I'll give away a brand new game, and I'll tell you the release dates as well. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
Purple.com for terms and conditions.
Do you, or does someone you know, sweat the bed? Do you ever wake up feeling like you've been sleeping on a slip and slide? Sweating the bed is a serious but a common problem that affects your sleep, health, and happiness. Plus, it's just plain gross. But it's not you, it's your mattress. Fortunately, there is a cure. It's called Purple. Purple is the only mattress with a scientifically engineered smart comfort grid. This patented technology is designed to let air flow freely so you sleep cool. Side effects of sleeping on Purple include sleeping better, feeling better, and, well, honestly, smelling better. Try the Purple mattress risk-free for 100 nights and never sweat the bed again. Take advantage of our best Black Friday sale ever and save up to $400 when you buy a mattress and premium sleep bundle by texting SMART to 84888. Sleep great through the holidays and get up to $400 off by texting SMART to 84888. That's S-M-A-R-T to 84888.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's
855-325-1780. The Video Game Review.
Rise, Rise,
all right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the show, the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you in San Francisco on American Forces Radio Network as well, Dan Patrick Channel on Sirius XM, SB Nation Radio. And we're going to give away a game now. It's 40 after the hour, and send your answers in a form of an email. rick@sportsbyline.com is the email address. I always give it out to the second correct email sent in. And it's always an easy question. Always an easy question. If you think it's a trick question, it's not. I'm just trying to give a game away. I'm not trying to get cute. The game giving away is Death Stranding. It's a PS4 exclusive. It came out last month. It's from Kojima and published by Sony. And Death Stranding, it's kind of a polarizing game. Either you absolutely love it or you think it's a little bit monotonous. But my question is this game about a dangerous quest, or is this game about Olympic volleyball? Rick at sportsbyline.com. Send your answers. Is this about a dangerous quest, or is it about volleyball? Death Stranding, the mystery around it is what gets a lot of people playing it. The curiosity of what's going on. And Hideo Kojima himself, or a lot of people see on the side of consoles and think it's Kojima, whatever you want to say. But Hideo himself is a guy who likes to hide things in video games about what you're doing. The protagonist that you play is named Sam Porter Bridges, which sounds like a child star gone bad. Whatever happened to Sam Porter Bridges? Oh, he's in juvie. But America had a event happen mysteriously that blew a crater in the middle of the country and society was destroyed. And so what Sam does in Death Stranding is that he treks across the land and he delivers supplies and tries to connect pockets of survivors. And so to do that, you got to load up on a lot of stuff, a lot of things that weigh a lot as well. And one mission, you even have to deliver a pizza. Where's the pizzeria with a broken society? I don't know. Maybe it's a frozen pizza. But the issue with Death Stranding's gameplay that has people doing the thumbs down is that it can just get pretty simple, especially with the combat. They have these little spirits called BTs that appear and you just knock them down with whatever you have. And then there's marauders called mules, which are a little bit tougher. They have guns and trucks and they try to hunt you down, but they're not that strong either. It's not like an AI fight and it's like, oh no, here they come, and a feeling of dread. And there are some side missions as well that you can do. The game is actually virtually quite stunning to look at as well. And there are times when you have to get something done, you have to deliver something, and you go and you get over a mountain and you see there's some rewarding things you can do. But their systems are well thought out. Rain and snow damage everything they touch. So when you get a weather report showing that rain's going to come, there is an urgent need to get some shelter. You can build zip lines and safe houses in useful areas, and they can kind of augment the overall network of supplies that you have as well. There's an online presence as well. That's a pretty cool thing, not only because you're playing with other people and add a lot of useful items, but it kind of creates what it's trying to create, and that is the bond of helping each other, erecting a bridge, anchoring a rope, and giving other praise in the system as well. But, as I said, people either love it or they fall into the morass of just routine because it's just like, why am I doing this? It's the same thing. I got to do it over and over and over again. So if you buy in, you're going to love it. And if you don't buy in, I don't know. I think for most people, they will buy in. So once again, to send me an email, rick@sportsbyline.com. Death Stranding, is this about Olympic volleyball or dangerous quest? It's available only on the PS4 from Kojima and Sony Interactive. All right, a couple more reveals at the Game Awards this week. The Wolf Among Us is back. And Telltale Games shut down, if you didn't know. And what that meant, what it means, is that a number of titles were then indefinitely shelved. Too bad. But now the studio is back under new management. And it looks like some of those canceled projects are being revived, and that includes The Wolf Among Us 2, which is a sequel that explores the fairy tale universe in the Fables comic series. And then for you FNF fans, Fast and Furious, there's a heist game called Crossroads, which is more of a team-based action game, once again built around robbing. And it brings back some of the main characters from the films. This will come out in May 2020, PC, PS4, Xbox One. So as I said, we've got some summer and spring releases, which means you don't have to rush out and buy the new system. And I know some people are saying, have been saying for 1 year, 2 years or more, I'll wait for the PS5 or I'll wait for Project Scarlet. Well, you're still going to be waiting. So I'll just tell you, if you're thinking about, because there's some good deals and some good bundles going on right now, some of them as low as $200 to get a Xbox One or a PS4. If you're thinking, don't wait, because you're still going to get probably a year's worth before the new one comes out. And even when a new system comes out, the launch library is very limited. And I know the difference now between video games and 20 years ago is you can get one title and that can carry you for a long time if you're really into it. You know, it's not like the 2600 where I got to have Asteroids and I got to have Adventure and Pac-Man, whatever, and the Pac-Man was lousy. If you got a game that has, you know, 80 hours of gameplay, that'll hold you down a little bit until you want to go ahead and try and get what's going on. All right. So, as I said, the Game Awards, they had it, and we now know it's called, this most important thing, the Xbox Series X. And we haven't seen what the PlayStation 5 looks like, but I do think it's smart for the PlayStation to go ahead and call it this PlayStation 5 instead of something weird. And when it went Xbox One, when it went back to that, remember, there was never actually a PS1. It was just the PlayStation, PS2, PS3, PS4, and then PS5 coming down the line. We also found out this week from Business Insider what the top 10 best-selling video games of the year are. Now, that doesn't mean they were good. A lot of games are hyped, and they move a lot of units. But just for the sake of the report, I can tell you what the top 10 were, and I'll go 10 to 1. I think most of you can guess, I say probably at least half off the top of your head. Anthem, not a well-received game in the long run. Anthem came in from 10. That was from EA. EA also made Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order. That came in 9th. Nintendo's Super Smash Bros. Ultimate, great game, came in 8th. Tom Clancy's The Division 2 from Ubisoft, that came in at 7. Kingdom Hearts 3, Square Enix, that came in at 6. In 5th position, Warner Brothers' Mortal Kombat 11, finish him. In 4th place, Batten Cleanup, Take-Two Interactive's Borderlands 3. Madden 20, not hard to imagine, from EA, that came in 3. Big news for Take-Two Interactive as NBA 2K20 came in 2nd. And I think that's about as high as I've ever seen the NBA game finish in 2nd place, which is good news for them. And then obviously, I think we can all guess the number one seller, Call of Duty Modern Warfare. And that game came out October 25th. Once again, the best-selling game for 2019 is a game that has not been out 2 months. It's a game that's been out 7 weeks. But it's still not surprising. Basically, all the Call of Duty games do such a thing. All right, let's take a look at what's new this week. And these are Tuesday releases, unless otherwise noted. Like this one, a Monday release, Treasure Rangers. It's a DLC platformer for PS4. And then going on to Tuesday, Watam. WATTAM, PS4 and PC. This is a puzzle game. Xenoraptor, a PS4 shooter. Stramium Immortally. I'm saying it correctly. Stramium Immortally, an action game on the PC. Or I should say, on the PS4. The Untitled Goose Game is finally out for PS4 and Xbox One. And yes, that is a game by House House. You know, it's quirky. Untitled Goose Game is a great title that is a title. And then to call yourself House House is pretty funny, too. Demon Pit, a shooter. PS4 DLC. Demons with Shotguns, that's a pretty good name. PS4 action game. Tamashii, PS4 platformer. Borderlands 3, Moxie's Heist. This is a DLC to Borderlands 3. Xbox One, PS4, PC, and Stadia. How about that? A game called Atlas. Didn't even send me a cover art, but that's a PC action game. Oniken, DLC, Xbox One action. By the way, I shouldn't mention that Stramium Immortally will come out for other systems as we go. They're going to start off with PS4. And the artwork on that is super creepy. Xenoraptor, Xbox One as well. Odalis, The Dark Call. That's right, The Dark Call for Xbox One. So it's a little quiet, and that's because they feel like, as I say, two things. They already kind of tried to cash in on games on Black Friday. It's always been a little quiet traditionally in December, just a lot of DLC stuff. And also, people take vacations. It's why, in the summer, we sit here and we like, can we just have some new games for the summer? You almost never get new games in the summer. You get new movies in the summer, huge new movies. But you got to wait till October to get new games. I don't know why. I hate it. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Are you an active stock market investor? Well, then you know these three key words: buy, sell, hold. Those three magic words can make or lose you money in the stock market. What if we can show you a time-tested tool that's been helping stock market investors succeed for over 30 years? It's called VectorVest, an amazing system designed to make smart investing easy. The VectorVest system analyzes, sorts, and ranks over 19,000 stocks every day and tells you when to buy, what to buy, and when to sell any stock to maximize your profits in less than 10 minutes a day. And if you call right now, you can test drive our amazing VectorVest system risk-free for 30 days for just $9.95.
800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. That's 800-584-2519.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery in confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you, and welcome back to the show. This is how we close it. This is how we do. Send your requests for a cheat to rick@sportsbyline.com. And this cheat comes from Craig. And Craig says, Rick, what is the deal with Rub Rabbits on the DS? What is the deal? I know what you're talking about. Yes, the Rub Rabbits. Nintendo double screen. Here are some bizarre cheats, and it is a weird way to do it. To get the boxing gloves, start with the game Sonic Battle in your GBA slot in your DS. That's Game Boy Advance. To get the fist gloves, start with the game Choo Choo Rocket in the GBA slot. To get the hand puppets, start with Sonic Advance 3 in the GBA slot. A couple more. To get the pink gloves, start with Sonic Advance 1 or 2 in the GBA slot. And to get the white gloves, start with the game Puyo Pop in the Game Boy Advance slot of your Nintendo DS. This is all from the Rub Rabbits, which I think about how much time and thought went into that. And it was a lot, but you think about crossing over and, trying to get people to buy one thing this way or one thing or another. All right. As we get closer, as I said, we just have a couple weeks. Less than 10 days. If you're looking for a Switch Lite and you think about, hey, it's only $200 bucks right now. By the way, that has pushed the Switch over 40 million units. And the tally so far, I mentioned Modern Warfare, Call of Duty, is the number one selling game. So far, it has earned $600 million in the opening weekend. Once again, weekend. All right, tell people that video games make more than the motion picture industry, and they don't believe me. We'll see you next week on the Video Game Review.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The full House will vote Wednesday on impeachment. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler.
This president sought foreign interference in the 2016 election. He is openly seeking foreign interference in the 2020 election, and he poses a continuing threat to our national security and to the integrity of our elections, to our democratic system itself. We cannot permit that to continue.
The process then moves to the Senate in January. Republican Senator Ted Cruz.
Senators are not required, like jurors in a criminal trial, to be sequestered, not to talk to anyone, not to coordinate. There's no prohibition. And by the way, past trials, you look at the Clinton impeachment trials, the Senate Democrats were all talking with the Clinton White House. You look at this impeachment trial, the House Democrats are all talking with the Senate Democrats. This remains a political process. The framers knew what they were doing when they put it into the political branches.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
Searchers are still looking for bodies following the White Island volcano eruption in New Zealand nearly a week ago. 16 are confirmed dead, 2 are missing and presumed dead, the tour guide and the tour boat captain. The BBC's Phil Mercer is in Sydney.
Some of those survivors have the most appalling of injuries, suffering burns of up to 90% of their bodies, also internal burns too. So it is a challenge, a great challenge for very skilled professionals in New Zealand and Australia to keep those people alive.
47 people were on the island when the volcano exploded. There's been a mercury spill in West Houston, Texas. Employees and Christmas shoppers at a Walmart near the spill were ordered by first responders to evacuate the store. Workers that tested positive for mercury poisoning were also asked to take a decontamination shower. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A New Jersey pawn shop owner is under arrest in connection with the deadly Jersey City shootings last Tuesday. Here's more from USA's Chris Barnes.
The FBI says 35-year-old Ahmed Ahedi's phone number was found written on a piece of paper in the dead shooting suspect David Anderson's pocket. Ahedi is a convicted felon with weapons charges against him, and he's not allowed to own firearms. But officials say they found numerous rifles, handguns, and a shotgun in his Keyport, New Jersey store, and hundreds of rounds of ammo at his home. Authorities are looking into whether the guns used in the shooting may have come from the pawn shop. The attack now being investigated as domestic terrorism targeting the Jewish community. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A 6.8 magnitude earthquake happened near Mangsaysay, Philippines. The aftershock had a depth of 17 miles and struck around noon. Multiple aftershocks, ranging around 5, have been reported in the area. 3 people died. A 6-year-old girl was inside her family's house when the building collapsed. There are reports of multiple landslides and damaged structures across the region, with several individuals trapped in the rubble. The Pacific Tsunami Warning Center said there was no threat at this time for a tsunami. The same area had several strong earthquakes in October that led to multiple fatalities and severe damage. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.